This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Our next story needs 4 seconds of context. Do you remember watching TV in the 90s, maybe hearing this?
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
You also got milk, the incredible edible egg. These are advertising slogans created by marketing agencies overseen by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, ads funded by fees collected from farmers. Well, here's a new one brought to you by the farmers and the U.S. government. It's Christmas, keep it real. It comes from the Christmas Tree Promotion Board, founded in 2014 to get people to buy real, recently chopped down Christmas trees, not the synthetic ones that you don't have to water and all are almost cartoon-like in their conical shapes. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports on the campaign.
On a street in New York City, two little girls are standing in front of a 13-foot-tall, fully ornamented Christmas tree when it starts talking.
My name's Fraser. I'm the tree.
Fraser asks if they have a real Christmas tree at home.
What? You don't have a real tree?
Recognize the tree's voice? It's Neil Patrick Harris, who, in this video, is sitting behind a figurative curtain, talking into a microphone, and extolling the virtues of real Christmas trees. It's part of a one-day gig he did for the Christmas Tree Promotion Board, which collects 15 cents for every tree farmers sell. Tim Dunn owns Woods Edge Christmas Tree Farm in New Jersey, a small farm with about 6,000 trees.
So it was $75 or $80 that we had to pay.
Dunn plasters stickers with the campaign slogan, "It's Christmas, keep it real," everywhere.
We have one there on our cashier's table. We have one in the window, our little utility vehicle outside. And I said anything to help stem this trend towards artificial trees.
This year, 81% of the 100 million households putting up a Christmas tree are going artificial, according to a Nielsen poll on behalf of the American Christmas Tree Association. The Christmas Tree Promotion Board's communications director, Marcia Gray, says the group will spend $1.25 million on research and marketing this year.
And that's really not a lot, particularly during the very high-end holiday advertising season.
The dairy board that created the famous Got Milk slogan spends about $145 million a year. The beef board, $41 million. Some Christmas tree farmers think the campaign is a bad idea. Andrew Allpaw owns the 60,000-tree Evergreen Valley Christmas Tree Farm in New Jersey. He paid about $600 to the promotion board last year.
I don't like the idea of somebody taxing me and decide how to spend my money to advertise.
Allpaw says with the farm in between New York City and Philadelphia, he's getting all the business he needs, and that competition from artificial trees isn't an issue.
Families that get a real tree, they get a real tree regardless of whether, and the folks that use an artificial tree, you know, that's what they're going to do.
The Christmas Tree Promotion Board says it wants to hook young families on real trees. They say it's like planting seeds. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.